going to make my favorite plant-based back-to-school muffins. So, as an egg replacer, I normally would throw flaxseed in here anyways, but I can make an egg using flaxseed instead. It's 1 tablespoon of flaxseed. It even says on the back how to do it. 1 egg equals 1 tablespoon of flaxseed. 3 tablespoons of water. Technically, it's supposed to be warm water, so heat that up for a second. One teaspoon of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And then we got chocolate chip. Yeah. 1/2 cup. Trader Joe's apparently only sells plant-based chocolate chips, so it's easy to find there. It's interesting because other grocery stores, it's like hard to find plant-based chocolate chips. White flour. 1/4 cup of wheat flour. Then 1/4 cup, oh, I already had the 1/4 cup thing, of quick oats. Germ. ¼ cup of oat bran and ¼ cup of sugar. You could go less. And actually, I'm using this monk fruit instead. Some people are allergic to sugar, they can't even have it. And then swear by this, and you can use a lot for, I think it's like 1/3. I don't know, this particular one, it depends on the one you buy, but this one on the back, it says it's a 1-to-1 ratio. So if it's 1/4 cup of sugar, it's 1/4 cup of this, but you don't need that much sugar. It still tastes hecka good. And mix those ingredients up. I guess. Pretty easy. Now we got to do the wet stuff. So, 1 tablespoon of vanilla. Has become my favorite. Wink, wink, winky do, wink, wink, wink. And then 2 teaspoons of oil. Vegetable oil. And then the egg, of course. Which was supposed to coagulate. I forgot to mix it. I heated up the water and then I didn't mix it very well, but it still looks like it coagulated okay. But while that's coagulating a little more, we also, the last ingredient is 1 mashed up banana. Then it's important that you don't overmix this. I've overmixed it once before. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Like the first couple times I made this, I'm like, what is going on? feel like I'm seriously missing out on something. Forgetting something. Hold on a second. It's supposed to be 1 1/4 cup of milk. Oh my goodness. Trader Joe's. This is just like, what the heck, I just spilled something. It's just straight up regular oat. Doesn't say it's flavored or anything like that. It's mildly sweet. It is super delightful. Everybody that I've introduced to oat milk, I normally introduce them to this different brand because it's tastes a little better than that. But I think this one has a little less sugar. I mean, all plant-based milk has way less sugar than cow milk. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, that's like processed up. No, actually, the cow milk has a bunch of added sugar in it, and the oat milk doesn't. It's like, total sugar is 9 grams. It's all added too, just like cow milk, but it's significantly higher if you go with cow milk. Okay, so that's enough. You don't want to overmix, like I was saying. You know, this may not have been the best spoon choice. Normally I use a more pointed spoon and then it's easier to transfer it. We'll try to save dishes. Maybe I should still make that change right now. I just heard that song, Jolene. Now it's like stuck in my head. Jolene, Jolene. It was actually Miley Cyrus and whatever that guy's name is from the late night show or something like that. Jimmy Kimmel. Playing in the subway. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's pretty cool. They're a surprise scene. They got like disguises on. And then after they're done singing and they got this huge crowd that formed, they pull off their disguises and everybody's like, oh my gosh, how cool are you guys? No way. It's funny, I made all those Tesla videos and I'm like, I was just watching one of them today because someone left a comment. And I realized I was all excited because I ordered one. I was like, oh my God, this is changing my life. I feel like my life has already changed. And then I end up not even getting qualified for the financing. And I even made a video where I'm like, it's the easiest car to finance. And it really is. I've gotten approved before right after a bankruptcy. And I probably could have stated a higher income, but it wouldn't have been true. And making sure to do everything honest, you know. And so based on my income, I didn't get approved. Now I don't have any car at all. And actually, I'm quite happy that way. What do you think? Should I use a squeegee and get the last bit out of there? I'm thinking so. Look at that, a whole bunch more. Which, I don't really have a place to put it. These things are all full already. They're gonna be overflowing out the top for sure. I don't know what I did differently. Normally it's not that full. This is ready. Unfortunately, the oven isn't. So I just have to sit and wait. And while we're waiting, always clean your dishes as you go. It always makes cooking more enjoyable when we don't have a big old mess in the kitchen to clean up afterwards. Perfect timing. Right as I finished stacking the dishwasher and putting everything away, the oven was ready. And also, another thing I do to make cleaning up easy is I don't wash this with soap and water. I just simply rinse it out and then wipe it out with a paper towel while it's still fresh. Makes cleaning up really simple. And according to the chefs, makes your food taste better when you don't wash out the flavor. All right, so you're supposed to cook it for 12 to 15 minutes. It's been 15. don't have a toothpick to check, but I think that looks pretty good. Oh yeah, those bad boys are done. And I don't have a cooling rack, but this tray came with my toaster oven, so if you have one of these, you can flip it over and use that as a cooling rack. Boom, so they don't overcook. Look at that, came out perfect. And something I learned way too late in life is that it's really easy to wipe your dishes off when they're still hot. So as soon as I got done taking those out, I took a napkin and just wiped it off and everything just peeled right off the top of that. And then when they're done cooling down, I'll store them in glass containers for freshness. Now for the taste test. Man. I'm bragging about my own cooking, but the recipe, the ingredients, right on the money. Oh, so good. Mm.